Hello and welcome to another episode of Hit or Miss, a baseball podcast hosted by me, Alexandra Aguila, and today we are recording another Cubs episode. This is going to be not really a jam-packed episode, but we're going to talk about a lot of things. We have a lot of things to catch up on, including the series against the Reds, do a little bit of some White Sox preview at the end, and just talk about everything in between. So that's like the stats and what's going on right now with the offense, the current state of the NL Central, talking about a few deadline things, a couple of roster moves, things like that. So we're going to get into a couple of small big topics today, and yeah, it should be interesting. It should be informative. Is it going to be fun? We'll try to make it, but when your team is playing sub 500 baseball and things aren't just going your way, it tends to get a little bit frustrating, depressing, all of the above. It's a hard time over here on the north side currently. Let me be real with you guys. I have struggled to watch the games recently. I have struggled to read the articles just because at some point you just don't want to just accept reality or just face it. And, you know, this is the current state of the team, 6 games behind the first place Brewers. And yeah, it sucks with the guys on the roster. A ton of guys just aren't performing offensively. The bullpen is a little bit shaky. Some starting pitchers not having good outings, things like that. So yeah, it's been difficult, but we gotta acknowledge it and hopefully things can get back on a roll. The Cubs just won yesterday against the White Sox. This episode was actually supposed to go up yesterday or the day before, but we're gonna do this now, and we still have a little bit of a preview because we got one more game left. So yeah, without further ado, let's get right into this episode and start off with a Reds recap. The Cubs played the Reds in a 3-game series. Again, another division series, and it didn't really end the way that we wanted it to. We lost the first game 5-4, and that was a game that Assad was on the mound, struggled, only went 5.1 innings with 5 hits and 2 earned runs. He did strike out 7 batters, though, so again, not bad, but we would like to see a little bit more out of our starters. I think, honestly, Javier Assad has been kind of one of the more dominant, under-the-radar starters for the Cubs this season. Yes, he has his, you know, has his days, has its moments, but for the most part, he's been really good for the team. Smiley did come in after, didn't do much to help, only lasted 1.1 innings with 2 earned runs. So, all in all, that was a tough game for the Cubs as they lost 5-4. Game 2 started off a little bit later because there was a long, long rain delay, but the Cubs ended up winning 7-5. Justin Steele was on the mound to start that game, and he remained pretty steady, did allow 1 earned run, but had 5 strikeouts, also did allow 7 hits. So nothing too crazy from Steele. Again, still trying to get back to full health after that, you know, opening day injury. Obviously, pitching is just not the same. Wes Nesticki came in after that and struck out 3 in 1 inning. So really good stuff from him. We saw some good stuff last night as well, except for that homer. But again, Wes Nesticki, one of the more consistent guys out of the bullpen. This was a tie game until the bottom of the 8th inning when Dansby Swanson hit a 2-run homer for the Cubs to take the lead and ultimately win the game. It was a really good night for Suzuki. He did have an error early on in the game, but definitely made up for it later on as he had a grand slam with 2 hits, 4 RBIs, like I mentioned, the homer, and 1 run. So he went 2-for-4 in that game. Now, that game did end really late past midnight, and game 3 was going to be played during the day. So already not really a good start for that game for both teams, and ultimately the Cubs ended up being on that shorter end and lost 5-2. Cody Bellinger had a good day, went 3-for-4, but a lot of offers. Morel, Swanson, Bodie, who was recently called up, and Amaya all went 0-for. Ben Brown struggled as well as he took the mound. He only lasted 5 innings with 6 hits, 5 earned runs, and 6 strikeouts. Hendricks did come out of the bullpen, and it was one of his better starts. He lasted 3 innings with 3 hits, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts, so didn't get knocked a little too much there. But yeah, so overall, obviously the Red Series didn't end in the way that we wanted it to. But again, the next day was an off day. Hopefully the guys took that time to rest, because it's been a tough few couple of weeks. It was a really tough May. And yeah, so that kind of just sums that up. Now moving into, I guess the topic of what does this all mean? Are we entering panic mode now that we are second in the division, but we're, you know, below 500. We're now not two games back from the Brewers, but six. What does this mean? Should everybody be panicking? Now, yes, the Cubs have only won two of their last 10 games. They have lost six consecutive series with the Reds' recent loss. So they've lost a series to each one of their division rivals, which is obviously not something that you'd like to hear, definitely, because we know that the NL Central really isn't the strongest division in baseball. But again, you got to be able to beat your opponents, your nearby opponents. So that division has been a huge struggle for the Cubs. And they're now six games behind the Brewers. Obviously, the win against the White Sox last night definitely helped, as the Brewers lost, and so did the Cardinals. But still, the Brewers do have a comfortable cushion up there in first place. Now, it is June, though. Obviously, we have the trade deadline coming up in July. But it's the beginning of June. There's still a couple more months of regular season baseball left. I wouldn't really say right now it's fight or flight mode, but I do think things have to start to pick up a little bit, because if they don't, you know, starting now, starting yesterday even, then yeah, maybe I'm starting to get a little bit worried. But trying to stay positive, it's early June. Hopefully this is a better month for the team. We're facing a couple of teams that, yeah, they're beatable, but we are facing a lot of the division. So in that case, that does worry me a little bit, just because our record against our division opponents isn't the best. So that does concern me in a way, but I hope we just figure it out. The offense gets rolling and we have a better June. Again, does it also make me feel better because we are in the NL Central and yeah, like, this is not the most competitive division in baseball. Yes, like 100%. You know, if we were in another division, maybe the NL East, I would have been like, okay, you know, maybe this is not going to turn out the way that we would have wanted to. But because the NL Central is just so, just not on that, you know, competitive end of the spectrum, I think it'll be okay. And I'm hoping it'll be fine, but we do have to pick it up and we got to get going. Now, moving on and looking at the stats, and looking at what's been going on in the past couple of weeks, it hasn't all been good. So the Cubs currently aren't projected to win more than 80 games at this point. So that is, you know, ending off the season under 500. So with that, the offense is lacking a ton. You've heard everybody probably say that by now, but nobody on this team has an OPS higher than 784. That's currently led by Cody Bellinger and Michael Busch. Again, no one is batting over 300, which, you know, wouldn't be my main concern, but we have Dansby Swanson on the team, Seiya Suzuki, Christopher Morel, obviously Cody Bellinger, Ian Happ, Nico Horner. With this roster and these names, you expect at least a few of these guys to be, you know, batting a little bit better. Right now, everybody's kind of stuck, and we got a couple guys in slumps as well. So Morel is only batting 195. Dansby Swanson is batting 203. So yeah, we have some guys that really do need to pick it up a little bit. And that's, I guess, why my main concern is with that batting average. Yeah, because there are some really big names on these teams and there's some big contracts. So when that kind of doesn't live up to the expectation, you kind of do get concerned a bit. So yeah, the slugging is also low, but in a way that kind of makes sense because there really is nobody on our team who is built to slug. There is no consistent DH. You know, it kind of rotates between Mike Tauchman, Cody Bellinger, Yan Gomes. So really, there really isn't someone secure in that spot. Cody Bellinger currently leads our team in slugging at 459. Maybe this is something we can kind of approach at the trade deadline when the time comes. Should it be our number one priority? No, I'll get into that later. But yeah, again, slugging has also been low. And yeah, and just in general, we just have not been hitting. The squad only has 452 hits this season. That's bottom of the barrel. We're currently along with the bottom five teams, which are the White Sox, the Reds, the Mariners, and the Nationals. That's really not a good mix to be in. And so, you know, just being at the bottom hurts when you have a group of guys that are built to hit. We're also in the bottom third in the majors in fielding percentage, defensive runs saved, and outs above average. So these are huge things. And it's just, you know, we don't tend to score when we have runners in scoring position, which is obviously huge, because how do you win a baseball game? By scoring runs. And so in that case, it does get a little bit frustrating. And all in all, it kind of just one relays to another, because if we're not hitting, if we're not scoring any runs, it doesn't make it any easier when the bullpen comes in. In that case, our relievers have gone 15 and 16 with a 4.61 ERA, so not the best over there as well. And yeah, so just again, everything has kind of just been not going well. So with that, and the current state of the team, there has been a couple of roster changes. PCA has been called up, and in the last couple of games, he's been batting .278 with 5 hits and 2 RBIs and does have 4 stolen bases. So he's back on the team. Tyson Miller came from Seattle. We traded for him, and so far he has a 1.17 ERA, has pitched 7.2 innings, only allowed 1 earned run and 8 strikeouts. So not bad. Definitely needed another arm in the pen. And we recently recalled David Bote and optioned Nick Madrigal down to AAA Iowa. This is David Bote's first time back in 2 years. He's 31 years old. Madrigal was batting .221, and he did have the final out in that upsetting loss a couple of days ago. So maybe those two had to kind of coincide with each other. And maybe, you know, there were some other reasons behind, you know, him getting sent down or whatever. But in the end, that kind of tip for tap moment, I don't think, you know, it's not much of a change for the Cubs, just because, you know, David Bote isn't going to get a lot of playing time. But at the end of the day, it's not necessarily like a huge recall to have Bote up here to send Madrigal down. It's kind of the same thing. So again, some roster changes, but nothing, you know, super, super big. Now, moving on to talk about the current state of the NL Central, because this is something that I do think of, you know, affects a lot. And like I said earlier, isn't the reason why I'm fully in panic mode yet, because the NL Central is not a competitive division. The Brewers are currently in first place at 36 and 25. In second place are the Cubs, 30 and 31, and the Cardinals sit at third at 28 and 31. The Pirates in fourth place at 28 and 32, and the Reds in last place at 28 and 33. So really right now, like I said, the Brewers have a super, super, super comfortable lead at first place because the Cubs are 6 games behind. But after that, everybody else is neck and neck. The Cardinals are only 1 game behind the Cubs. The Pirates are only half a game back from the Cardinals, and the Reds are also half a game behind the Pirates. So the bottom four, it's really, really close there. And yeah, again, 2 through 5 in the NL Central, again, with those teams neck and neck, only half a game behind each other. So really, anything could change in a matter of days. So that's the current state of the NL Central. Like I said, it's really just about winning the next couple of games, and especially those games against our division opponents. Moving on, let's talk about the trade deadline. Does this change anything? The current state of the team, does this affect anything? Blah, blah, blah. Honestly, I don't really think so. Obviously, fans don't want to see another sad trade deadline, but I honestly don't think that will happen. You know, we've gone through our, you know, continuous consecutive selling deadlines. That's been really, really hard, and I don't think Jed wants to do that again. I think that was the whole point of the offseason, and the team that we have now obviously isn't built for the World Series, and that's, like, let's be honest, it wasn't the intention as well. But I also don't think that this team was built to just sell again and see where we are at the deadline. I think if there's a chance, there is a chance, and at the deadline, I feel like no matter what the record is, you know, hoping things just don't get extremely, extremely bad, we might end up buying a couple of pitchers. I think the starting pitching should be prioritized when the deadline comes. Maybe a slugger, a DH. I know the team name has been tied to Pete Alonso, to some other heavy hitters. So again, I don't think that this trade deadline is affected in such a drastic way that we're going to go ahead and sell half the team. But I do think, crossing my fingers that nothing gets worse than it is already, maybe, that doesn't happen. But I do think pitchers should be prioritized and there should be pitchers being bought at the deadline. So those are my thoughts there. Moving on to the end of this episode with a White Sox preview. We did just have the first game of that series yesterday. The Cubs took on the win. I'm not going to talk about that too much. I'll talk about that in our White Sox recap after tonight's game. So yeah, two games against the White Sox, Crosstown Classic at home. Love that. The White Sox are currently last in the AL Central. They are 15-46, worst team in baseball, going on a 12-game losing streak. Not really good on the South Side currently. But Luis Robert was just activated for the Sox. Could be interesting. He did make things interesting last night for sure. This is supposed to be an attainable series. Obviously, two teams that aren't really good right now, but there is one that's currently better than the other. And so I do think that the Cubs should pull out a sweep in this short series before heading to Cincinnati. The game one pitcher for the Sox was Chris Flexen, right-handed pitcher. A pitcher that has kind of been all over the place. His last stint before facing the Cubs, he walked a couple of guys, and he's only completed 6 innings only twice this season. So, nothing spectacular from him. Imanaga took the mound for the Cubs, and yeah, again, I had no worries going into that. I know that his last start really didn't end, really wasn't what we've seen so far and what we expected. But again, compared to everybody, all the other starters on this team, he just got knocked up a little, but otherwise, all good. Game 2 pitcher for the Sox is going to be Eric Fetty. And he has a 3.12 ERA, has a record of 4-1, and is currently the best starter for the White Sox. So that should be interesting. He's going up against Jameson Taillon, who will pitch for the Cubs, currently has a 2.84 ERA. Last start, Taillon allowed 3 runs with only 4 strikeouts, so hopefully goes a little bit better this time. But yeah, that's really my preview for the White Sox. Again, hopefully this is a series sweep. I know the team really, really needs it right now, and going in to the Red Series, especially just because, like I said, we haven't been really good against our division opponents. So hopefully the guys rested up on the off day on Monday and are ready to just get back on it. And hopefully this is a better month because, yeah, May was really, really hard. So hoping for better games in June. And yeah, that's all I got for you guys today. There'll be another Cubs episode on Thursday to kind of recap this White Sox series and preview the Red Series. A baseball episode on Monday. So should be an interesting week of baseball. Thank you guys again so much for listening, and you'll hear from me soon. Bye.